Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Mr. Cab Driver won't stop to let me in.
Good morning, 7-Eleven News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I'm frustrated. Now, John, we talked about this at 5 o'clock.
Yes,
so
sir.
You already know roughly where I'm going with all this, but
I agree with your frustration level.
Okay. School grades came out yesterday. And for whatever reason, I don't know if I wasn't paying attention before or, you know, whatever, but I read the report, and I didn't just look at the numbers, but I read the report and really tried to understand how these school grades work and what they mean. And the more I learned, the more irritated I got, because as kind of a math guy, I mean, not a math guy, but, you know, I'm a philosopher at heart, poli sci. But I know enough math, and, I mean, did math on the radio for a couple of years during COVID, you know, so won awards for it. Better than the average. Most people aren't great at math. That's fine. I mean, it's not great, but it is what it is, and I get most people don't like it. So I'm going to do a little math on the radio this morning, but not too much math, because I discovered some things about the school grades that, again, really frustrated me. There's 12 metrics that go into each grade. It's achievement in English and language arts, achievement in math, achievement in science, achievement in social studies, how you perform on the tests, okay? Graduation rate, and then you have things like grade 3 achievement in English, learning gains in math, learning gains for everybody, and then also for the lowest quartile, the lowest 0 to 25% of the students, the worst performers in math and language and a couple of other things. But basically, every school gets a score. Okay, you add up all their numbers, and eventually you get a score. That's not that controversial. But what I discovered is that when you take that score, and then you turn that into an A, B, C, a D, or an F, the numbers are really surprising. Now, John, I'll bring you in here a little bit for a second. But if you're in school, and you get an 88 on a test, you got a
B.
Very good, okay. You get a 68 on a test, and you got a
D.
You got a 48 on a test, and you got a
F.
And if you're a school, getting a school grade A, B, C, D, F, you would think,
well,
same system.
Yeah.
Right. And A is a 90.
Because that's what we're all.
Yeah. Santa Rosa County's A schools, they get 90s, right? Escambia's B schools, they get 80s, is what you would think. You'd be wrong. And listen, this is going to sound like it's criticism of the schools or the school district. It's not. It's a criticism of this system that is used to tell us how good or poorly the schools are doing. The system is screwy. I mean, it's really, really
screwy. It really
screwy
is.
Because, for example, and unfortunately, they're just a little bit different if it's elementary versus middle or high school. So I'm going to go to the middle or high school one only because I spent the most time looking at those. There are fewer of the middle and high schools, and also because it's the same number used for a school district. But, okay, for example, Santa Rosa County, as a school district, in 2025 has scored, okay, they're a B, so you would think their score is?
80 or above.
85,
yeah.
86. No, 66%.
Do what?
Which normally would be a?
D.
D. D for David. D.
Mm-hmm.
They did the exact same this year as they did last year, 66. And they're down 2% from 2023, which was kind of a weird year where we changed a bunch of things, and it was used as a baseline where it was 68. So the last 3 years in Santa Rosa County, the grade as a percentage of the total number of points you can score, 68, 66, 66. And again, normally if you get a 68 on a test or in a course, you get a
D.
But that's a B.
Wait.
Oh, no. Sorry. That's an A.
Yeah.
Excuse me. That's an A.
That's an A.
I know. It's hard to process. So to Escambia County, okay, Escambia County is considered a B county, okay, 62. And last year, 59. Last year before that, 58. So 58, 59, 62, which actually is quite good to be improving by a point or two every year. That's actually, given the significance of these numbers and how hard it is to move them, making an overall county improvement by a couple of points over a couple of years is actually really good. So you say, well, how can this all be? Okay, well, I'll explain. If you are either a middle or a high school or a district, an A is 64% or above. 64% or above. Remember, Santa Rosa is a 66, so barely an A. 17th in the state by number, but the highest in the state is St. John's and Nassau counties each have 74. The best performance in the state is 74%. Lafayette has 73, Walton has 73, Collier 71, Indian River 71, and Sarasota has 70. Those are the only 70s and above. And again, Santa Rosa has 66, defined as an A, and Escambia has 62, defined as a B. 40th in the state.
You know, for years I tried to explain to my parents that theory, and they never really listened. But now I can prove it.
Now, it sounds like what I'm saying is the schools are far more terrible than they're telling you. I'm not saying that. If nobody's scoring an 80, it could be because nobody is really a B or an A school district. Or it could just be that this system is weird. It's really hard to get an 80. Obviously, the highest is a 74. So are they grading on a curve? No, not really. Because it's not like the middle performing school districts get C's and then the betters B's and then A's and some get D's and F's. It's not like that either. I think we just shouldn't use this A, B, C, D, F scale. Because it doesn't tell you what you think it tells you. Also, okay, second math point. Actually, let me get traffic on the fives. John, go ahead.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Let me check with you, John. Did I do an okay job explaining that first part?
Yes.
Okay. Second part. Have you ever been in school and you got, let's say, a 79 on a test, and your friend got an 81? You got a
C
and they got a
B
and you were angry.
Oh yeah.
Cause they only got 2 points more than you got. And especially if you don't do plus minus grading, you know, that's a full point on your GPA if that's your end of semester score. Right. And so you are aware that the categories are binary. They're not analog. Okay. You don't get a number on your grade card. You get a grade A, B, C, D. Well, that's a problem. Same thing here. A school can go up 2 points or even 1 point. And again, for example, if you're a school and your performance was let's say it was a 56 last year and you improved to a 57 this year, that's a C to a B. Woohoo! But it's only a point. You say, well, Andrew, does that even really happen? Oh, yeah. I mean, that most definitely happened. In fact, in Escambia County, you have, there was one example of that. Yeah, it was Washington High School. Went from a C to a B. Touted on the news release from Escambia Public Schools. Yes, a C to a B is good. 56 to 57. 1 point. Now, they didn't get worse. It's not nothing. But it sounds like a big deal. Meanwhile, Tate went from a 60 to a 62. 2 points. Nobody cares. Stay to B. Right? You have other ones like Northview went from a 53 to a 60, went from a C to a B, 7 points, big deal.
Wow.
And seven is good. Okay. Meanwhile, Escambia High, they improved by 2 points. They went from a 50 to a 52, stay to C. So Washington goes from a 56 to a 57, 1 point, everybody's throwing a party because they went from a C to a B. Escambia went from a 50 to a 52, 2 points, no celebration, still a C. Are you starting to see my frustration? Ferry Pass, going the other direction. Went from a 58 to a 56, lost 2 points. That's not great, but they went from a B to a C. It looks like a catastrophe. It's only 2 points. It's not really that big of a deal. Ransom went from a 58 to a 64, B to an A, so it seems like a bigger deal. And this is what I'm saying is, Brown Barge went from a 71 to a 76, 5 points. Still an A. Nobody cares, still an A. If you do the average amount of improvement across, and I didn't do this for the elementary schools, but I did do it for the middle and the high schools. Okay, in Escambia County, I don't know, I'm going back and forth between the counties, but you get the point, okay? In Escambia County, if you do all of the net plus minuses on percentage, so Bellevue went up 4%, Ransom went up 6%, Ferry Pass went down 2%, Ernest Ward went up 14%, huge achievement. Huge achievement. If you add up all those pluses and minuses, the county at the middle school level went up 45 percentage points total, but that's over 12 schools. Is that right? I think it's 12. Yeah. So that's 3.75. So average 4 points, which is a lot. But again, the problem is I know some math. You can't count outliers. It gives you a biased interpretation. If you take out Ernest Ward at 14 and you take out Beulah Middle School, I think is the one on my line. No, sorry, Beulah Academy of Science. If you take those out at, and that, I'm not even sure if that's a middle. Anyway, if you take out those at 14, it's no longer 4 points, it's 1.7 point, which is good. A point and a half is good. That's an improvement. That's, I'm not disparaging that, but it's a very mild improvement. So you have to read the numbers properly. If you look at the high schools, it looks like an average of 3 points improvement across the board in Escambia County, and three C's became B's. That's good, but it's only one average percentage point if you take out the outliers of PHS and Pensacola High School and Northview at 8 and 7% respectively. And if you look in Santa Rosa, you have some of the same kinds of issues. Now, I know I'm talking numbers on the radio. It's hard to see. It's hard to relate to. But is it clear so far, John?
Yes.
Okay. In Santa Rosa, just to give you some examples, okay, because I looked at like Hobbs, I think this, yeah, Hobbs Middle, went from a 57 to a 60, 3 points up, stayed a B. Okay. Some are significant. Rhodes went from a 58 to a 48, dropped a letter grade. Okay. West Navarre went from a 66 to a 61, dropped a letter grade. Meanwhile, East Bay, K through 8, went from a 72 to a 67, also dropped 5 points, still an A. Because 67 is an A. Take 64 to be an A. So if you really look at some of these numbers, and I will tell you, one of the frustrations for me was I was trying to compare reports from year to year to year. Oh, my God. This is what took me 2 hours last night. I started digging into these numbers, and 2 hours later, I looked at the clock and said, I got to do other prep. I mean, I can't do the whole show on this. It'd be super boring. Trying to put the data together with prior years, because what they report in the overall spreadsheets, which you can download, they're all available at the Department of Education, is they only report that year's numbers, but all year's grade letters. I would much rather see the numbers. I would much rather see 64, 62, 70, because I can chart that. I can see how that's going. And I'm not being misled by the category A, B, C, D, which don't mean what you think it means anyway. All right, so what's your takeaway? What do I want you to grasp from this? Oh, by the way, the overall aggregate of all the schools in Santa Rosa County, you add up all the pluses and the minuses of percentages, a total across all schools, this is how many schools? 30 schools, 4 percentage points to the positive. You know, you add 2, you subtract 8, you go up 4. 4 total. That means a 13 hundredths of a point improvement on what you might think of as the GPA. Okay? So essentially exactly the same as last year. Which is, I mean, still an A, but that's an A by definition, not by what the A's normally, we would think they mean in school. So what do I want your takeaways to be? The system is stupid. The system is stupid. They should not use A, B, C, D grades. That's a terrible way to communicate this information, in my opinion. Some of the schools, of course, did well or not so well. It's not, and again, I want to be clear, I'm not criticizing any of the local schools or local school districts. All I'm saying is that what you've probably heard in the reporting is so many A's, so many B's, so many C's. And I'm trying to tell you, in my opinion, that information is worthless. It doesn't really tell you what you want to know as far as whether these schools are doing better or doing worse. Not really. Because of these weird math problems in the data and how the numbers get reported. So I'm encouraging better reporting, I guess. John, you heard me talk about this at 5 o'clock. You heard me talk about this again twice. Thoughts? Did I miss anything?
No.
Interesting to you?
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, your girlfriend's a teacher. You've been around Santa Rosa County schools. You didn't know any of this, right?
I didn't know any of it.
Yeah. I'm like many things, I'm not just trying to tell you what the headline is or even what's in the press release. I'm trying to tell you what the information really conveys and just expect to be frustrated by trying to understand it. That's all. It's a giant footnote on the story of the day about schools, school grades in Florida. 725 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. John's got traffic on the 5. John?
No accidents to report to you right now, but if you are on Highway 29 going southbound toward 9 Mile Road, expect about a 5 to 7 minute delay just in that area. Also, Garcon Point looks good. All the bridges are looking good this morning. Not seeing any delays on there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Is there anything God can't do? The answer is yes. God can't lie, God can't change, and God can't let you into heaven if you haven't been born again. Personally, I was born again in 1988 as a 9-year-old boy. It was then that I realized that I was a sinner and I had broken God's holy and righteous standard. I called upon Jesus to save me from the consequences of my sin. I believed that He was virgin born and lived a sinless life and died in my place and then conquered death by rising from the grave. It was then that I was gloriously born again. If you haven't been born again, if you haven't been saved, today is the day of salvation. I urge you to call upon Christ today before it's eternally too late.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter-pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie boards to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wine, and Cheeses. Find them today on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Blues at the Beach is back this weekend. On your way to the show, both Friday and Saturday, listen to News Radio 92.3 for traffic information and special programming from the beach, including the broadcast during the Blues Saturday performance. Don't forget your radios to hear the commentary of the show on News Radio 92.3. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Who's in charge here?
They say the point, Demon's Guard is an ocean grave for all the brave. Was it you that said, hello? Hello?
Oh, man, I can see the album cover with my eye. 729 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne has got a headline or two for us. David?
And good morning, Andrew. Totally not in the wrong spot on my my thing here. More weapons are on the way to Ukraine. President Trump making that announcement yesterday while having dinner with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Of course, this comes after some weapon shipments had been paused earlier this year for fears that the U.S. military stockpile was being depleted.
Very good. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. And I know I have ruined everybody, so I may as well share the ruination. But still to this day, I cannot hear you do a story like that and not think Benjamin Netanyahu.
Fox News. I'm CJ Pop. At least 104 people losing their lives, including 28 children. The raging flood waters in that Texas hill country. The search continues. Joyce Pierce lives in Kerrville.
I'm out here digging in piles with my friend, just hoping that maybe we can find something that reunites somebody back with their family.
The region could use a break.
You can't rule out a scattered thunderstorm isolated, but for now, it just looks like hot temperatures.
Fox's senior meteorologist Janice Dean. President Trump will be there on Friday. Officials give an update at 11 a.m. Eastern at Windsor Castle in England. The French national anthem playing as King Charles welcomes French President Emmanuel Macron, looking to rebuild their shaken relationship between the two nations. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It's an absolutely gorgeous morning and 81 degrees in Pensacola. Well, Escambia County officials are looking at crosswalk safety in Perdido Key following the double fatality pedestrian accident that happened over the weekend. Officials say an off-duty deputy driving a patrol vehicle was leaving a job when he hit two 20-year-olds. That crash happened near River Road on Perdido Key Drive. Commissioner Steve Stroberger says it can be a dangerous road to cross.
How can we get people to slow down? I think a lot of folks, when they drive through there, they take a quick look. And if you don't see someone, you just zoom by, you know, at whatever the speed limit is, 45, 50 miles an hour, they're doing on that. I hope that if they see that blinking, that they'll use a little bit more caution.
And Stroberger says he wants to look into automated lights where a button doesn't have to be pressed, or possibly a hanging lighted caution sign around the crosswalks. The victims in Saturday's accident reportedly did not activate the crosswalk lights and were crossing the road in the dark. FHP is still investigating that crash. A Guatemalan man has received an 8-month federal prison sentence for illegally entering the country after an arrest in Santa Rosa County earlier this year. 35-year-old Freely Marari Iguel Martinez will be deported following his prison term. He was arrested by Santa Rosa County deputies following a traffic stop in April. He reportedly had a history of traffic offenses, including convictions for leaving the scene of an accident, failure to appear, and providing false information to law enforcement officers. Last week was the 100th anniversary of the Goodyear blimp, which does have ties to naval aviation here in Pensacola. Blimps in naval aviation history were important in both world wars. Hill Goodspeed was the National Naval Aviation Museum historian. He's since been promoted to deputy director. He tells News Radio there was one mystery blimp flight that was never explained.
August of 1942, the two-man crew flew out off the coast of California, and they reported seeing an oil slick, and they descended to check the oil slick out. And then that was the last radio communication from the airship. And next thing you know, in a little town called Daly City, California, this L-8 blimp descends and makes a crash landing in the middle of town. And there's no trace of the two men on board. And to this day, it's a mystery of what happened to them.
The control car from the ghost ship is on display at the Naval Aviation Museum on NAS Pensacola. Well, now that the federal spending bill has been passed, money's being allocated for Veterans Affairs Administration to get more vets into community care programs. Our local congressman says that should knock down the wait list.
VA has a lot of amazing people that work in its organization, but there's just too much demand for what that organization can provide. So let's knock down the wait list. The same thing happened in Florida years ago with the agency for with individuals with persons with disabilities. We had a wait list that was over 25,000 people deep. So we had to throw a significant amount of money at it just to get people those services so they could get back to a normal life.
That's District 1 Congressman Jimmy Petronas. He says supercharging community care should get vets off of the months-long wait lists and into doctors to get the care that they need. 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Just seeing some minor delays on Avalon Boulevard southbound as you approach I-10. That's about a 5 to 7 minute traffic delay there. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to have about a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the low 90s. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. For Wednesday, 30% chance of rain, high near 92. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 77 degrees. Going into Thursday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 90 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And we've got 81 degrees, sunshine, beautiful morning here. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Apple's F1, the movie, has generated more than $293 million at the global box office, the most of any film released theatrically by the company. F1 has generated $60 million of its total global haul from IMAX theaters. That's a little more than 20% of its total gross so far. Tesla's stock fell nearly 7% after CEO Elon Musk announced plans to form a new political party. Musk said the party would be called the America Party and could focus on just 2 or 3 Senate seats and 8 to 10 House districts, ensuring that they serve the true will of the American people. Ryanair Chief Executive Michael O'Leary said the airline has strong bookings for summer for major holiday destinations. O'Leary added that, quote, August looks strong and all the big holiday destinations like Italy, Greece, Spain, and more are booking very strongly through the summer. Futures are mixed after President Trump's tariff announcement. Monday, the Dow Industrials lost 422, the NASDAQ down by 188. That's your money now.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary. And you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
Join Teddy Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care this morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
They did not activate the crosswalk lights, so they went across dark. And I think there was an EMS vehicle that was actually en route to another call, and they actually witnessed it. So they noticed that that hadn't been activated.
Of course, that's Steven Schroberger, Commissioner for District 1, talking about this terrible accident that took place on Purdue Key Drive over the weekend at River Road, where two people were killed apparently by an off-duty Escambia County Sheriff's deputy driving in the area, but with the lights not activated because there was a paramedic or an ambulance there that saw this happen, and just a terrible situation. Joining us here in studio, as he always does on a Tuesday, Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff. Chip Simmons, Sheriff, of course, I wanted to give you a chance to talk about this and say whatever. I know, you know, it's being investigated at FHP. It's their case because they do crashes, not you. And of course, it's your agency, so somebody else will investigate. But still, you know, your opportunity to talk about this and tell us what you know or what you can say at this point.
Well, I mean, obviously, it's a terrible tragedy. No one wants to for this to happen. It is, as you say, being investigated by the Florida Highway Patrol. So I will simply be able to tell you that the deputy's on paid administrative leave based upon this crash investigation that the Highway Patrol is going to be taken care of. And that is going to include a complete blood screen that takes place every time. First of all, every time that there's an employee that is involved in an accident in a county vehicle. And he was driving a county vehicle, a taxpayer vehicle.
But not a marked vehicle, right?
No, not a marked car. Okay. His daily assignment was internal affairs, so okay. he was driving an unmarked vehicle.
And he was coming from the Floribama?
He was working off-duty job at the Floribama, yes.
But there was also like a crash down the road at the same time. That's where the ambulance was headed, was to the crash, right?
Yeah, after he left the Floribama, after his gig was up,
yeah.
He left the Floribama, then he assisted with a crash that occurred down the street.
Okay.
And then the ambulance was heading to that crash as the deputy was heading back to his house.
He was working a crash, they were heading to a crash, and in the process, pedestrians crossed in front of him without the crosswalk stuff being activated. Anyway, go ahead. I interrupted you.
I can't get into it. I don't think it's good form for me to get into the details because the Florida Highway Patrol is taking care of that. So
sure.
I'm not going to get ahead of their investigation. We trust that they'll do a good job, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. And, I mean, again, I know you can't really say too much, but is there any indication he was doing anything wrong, any indication that, you know, because people see it as a sheriff's deputy and they think, well, this shouldn't happen. And I think, well, pedestrians in the dark and crossing a road, I mean.
Yeah, again,
and if you can't say anything, it's fine.
Yeah, if I comment too much, it'll be about the investigation itself. I think
okay.
that once the Highway Patrol completes their investigation, then I'll obviously readdress it. But I get that. I think before they complete it, it's not a good thing for me to.
Fair enough.
My comments, yeah.
Let's go back a little bit in history because it's been 2 weeks since you and I talked. Of course, I was off last week. One of the stories from about maybe 2 weeks ago or so was at the Hotel Del Sol where a guy got, I guess, kind of, I don't know, honeypotted, seduced in to meet a woman, and then he got kidnapped and armed robbery, basically, from three guys who jumped out of him at the hotel room. Is that right?
Yeah, basically that's what happened. He was there to meet an individual that he had arranged to meet for a sexual encounter, and then when he got inside, I think three, four males entered the room and beat him up and took his keys and his wallet and stole everything they could from him. We're investigating. We do have some suspects that we're looking into, and obviously once we get to the bottom of it, we'll make the arrest.
Man, that's just, I mean, you know. Scary stuff. 28-year-old resident from Chandler, Arizona, was here in town and apparently allegedly was drunk and ran into one of your deputy's vehicles, and you chased him and caught him. And
yeah, we were on the side of the road doing an investigation. Car comes up and hits our deputy, our marked cruiser car.
With lights on?
I believe it had lights on. and then takes off. And then we found him right down the street and ended up arresting him for DUI.
I always think about, you know, when you guys have somebody pulled over, how, you know, you're out there walking close to traffic. I mean, it's, and you see some of these videos from horrible, terrible things that happen. And you adopt all kinds of strategies, you know, parking at an angle, you know, if somebody
runs
into your car.
Well, they teach you that, where to park and how to angle your car.
But there's still, you know, some drunk driver runs into you while you're, I mean, you have the lights on, how do you just. Crazy, but okay.
Yeah, like you said, you've seen a lot of these videos where, like on the highway, and we talked about FHP, but they do a lot of traffic stops, obviously on the interstate, and you got to be very careful with that because a lot of times they're not very far off the roadway, and the speed limits are 70.
And you have to move. The law is to move over,
Or reduce your speed, 20 under the speed limit if you can't move over. But yeah, you should obviously move over. And even if you move over, you still should slow down.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had a case. And this is getting a little bit closer in time. I think this was on the 2nd. You had and this had kind of made a bunch of news over the last couple of days anyway, was a woman who attacked one of the employees at the Metro PCS with a knife.
Yeah, there was a disturbance inside that Metro PCS. I think there were three or four individuals that were there, and then they had an encounter with the employee that led to the disturbance moving outside of the store. And at one point, one of the females took a knife and stabbed the employee in the face. We ended up arresting that lady and one other lady for the incident. So there were two arrests made. Obviously, you stab someone in the face, you're trying to kill them.
Yeah,
to me, and the lady's just trying to do her job. You know, she's working at the store, and again, I don't know the details of what the argument was about. It doesn't really matter. You don't get to stab someone in the face.
We're talking to Sheriff Chip Simmons, this game of Sheriff Chip Simmons. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives. John?
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. You also just had this, horrible story of, I guess it was the son got into an argument with his dad over the TV or something and winds up killing him?
Yeah, actually, it was the uncle.
Okay.
A man shot and killed his uncle in a domestic type of a quarrel, something about the television, and then obviously escalated. The reason that it was mistakenly put out as a son shot his father is because the caller called and said that her grandson had shot her son.
Okay.
And so it's the
information. Yeah. Okay.
So that's where that originally came out of. But yeah, that we talk a lot about find somewhere else to go, and apparently at one point he did and then came back.
Oh.
So again, these are some things that the investigation, whenever our deputies get there, we look at it and did not determine it to be self-defense, and obviously he was arrested.
I wanted to talk about some of the other things that are sort of the not crimes things, but are still very important. ShotSpotter got vetoed, is that right?
That's right.
This is an Andrade. This is an Alex Andrade bill. Ran this bill.
He did.
Okay.
He did. All right. And again, for people that are listening, we originally got the ShotSpotter program, 2 square miles in the county, 1 square mile in the city, and we applied for it, on behalf of both agencies, and we got the appropriation the first.
I had mistakenly thought that it was 3 square miles in the county and 3 square miles in the city, so it was 6 altogether.
No,
it was 2 and 1 for 3 total. Okay. Thank you. I had that wrong in my head.
And I believe we both used heat maps to determine what the best location was. So for the last couple of years, we've had the ShotSpotter program attached to a real-time crime center.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually just a small part of the real-time crime center, but it's something that was beneficial to have. So we asked for it again, politics being what they are, decisions were made, and so this next appropriation was nixed, which means that we will, whenever their current contract expires, we will no longer have the ShotSpotter program. Now, we still have the cameras. We're still going to have the real-time crime center. We're still going to have a lot of things that we already have, but the ShotSpotter program itself, because we do not have the funding, the $300,000+.
Yeah.
Because, as you know, most of our budget, the overwhelming majority of our budget is people.
Right.
It's always a personnel thing. So we want to get as many deputies on the streets as we possibly can. So bottom line is, and I'm not getting into petty politics, I'm just – it is what it is. The decision was made, and we're going to move forward.
Did the governor's office call you, tell you, warn you, anything?
No.
Okay. And I know $300,000 is a lot, but I don't really know what the foundation budget is, but it sounds like there's not enough money there to cover it, or there's.
It's certainly not recurring costs like that.
Okay.
The foundation has two purposes, and that's the engagement. And it's also the wellness of the employees. So that really wouldn't fit into the foundation.
We have Blue Angels coming up. Obviously, it's a big weekend for the community, big weekend for the economy, big weekend for law enforcement. anything we need to know, any plans you guys are going to tell us at 5 a.m. on Friday and Saturday? The lot's closed.
Probably. I mean,
just go ahead and put it out now. 5 a.m. is closed.
There was a lot of people. There were some complaints about traffic and not being able to get off of the beach during the 4th of July.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is if you have a hard time getting onto the island, to the relatively small island, you're probably going to have a hard time getting off of the island.
Slow down. You want to wait. Slow down now. Say this again, because that's a little complicated for me. Say this again.
Yeah, you would think it would be so complicated, but if you're waiting on the bridge to get into this island,
okay, so I'm waiting.
And you have a hard time finding a place to
park. It's hard to get in. Second part.
It's going to be hard to find a place to park.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be hard to get out quickly.
Okay, all right. I'm just processing a little bit, yeah.
Blew your mind, didn't I?
Especially given that the show ends at a time and people arrive over time for the beginning. I mean, over a course of an hour, and they all try to leave at the same time. So, okay.
Yeah. You figure that people get there over the course of 6 hours or so, and then everyone wants to leave in 15 minutes after it's over. Now, again, it's a great opportunity for people to see the Blue Angels and an environment, a beach setting, and all that sort of thing. So we understand a lot of people are going to want to be there. We just be patient.
Yeah, no, good advice. Is there very much crime at the air show?
You know, I mean, like, because I was consider the number of people that are there, I would say no. I mean, again, we have some people overindulge,
sure,
and some people get with the heat, their tempers flare a bit.
Drunk, hot people get smarter. We know, right?
Yeah, and people get more patient. The horns start working a little bit longer and a little harder. But really, for the number of people that are out there, mostly it's a well-behaved family environment.
Yeah, and I just know in crowds, there's always concerns, you know, and obviously we live in an environment where we have heightened awareness to malicious actors, and I didn't know if you guys are doing anything particular different this year or anything people ought to be prepared for, you know?
No, I wouldn't say we're doing anything different. We're obviously aware of some of the concerns and that people might have throughout the world, really. And for years now, we have been working with all of our law enforcement partners. We talked a lot about FHP and the was it Marine Patrol and the Coast Guard and the FBI. We are sharing information, and anyone that, I'm not saying you can, but there's a Skamby County is a big command post. I think they call it Thor. Well, everyone is sitting in this one big room, and so there's communication amongst agencies, which you would hope takes place. So we're going to have a number of deputies out there. The Island Authority does a really good job of coordinating with us. And we say, hey, we're going to have 80 deputies or 60 deputies.
Wow.
And I don't know the exact
out
number
of an agency
right
of 450?
About 450.
Okay.
Almost 450.
So 20% of your deputies are going to be working that day at the beach.
Wow. It's going to be pretty close to that. And again, that's just the sheriff's
office.
And that's
in uniform and not in uniform, right?
Most of those are in uniform.
Okay.
We only have just a few because we want as much presence,
visibility
as we possibly can out there.
Just a quick question because it caught my attention the other day. One of your, it's got a solar panel and a bottom truck and then an array of light, of cameras at the top. I don't remember what you call it.
Yeah, we just call it a portable camera platform.
Okay. There was one at Davis and the McDonald's right across the street at the Mexican restaurant going into the Grocery Advantage there. I forget the name of that street at that light. Was there a reason? I was just curious. I'd never seen it there before. I saw it there yesterday.
Typically, there are reasons. Usually, we'll have situations where people are doing a lot of criminal mischief around something or there's some car burglaries. The people that are worried about immigration, it wasn't there to document anyone or anything like that. But I don't know the exact details on what that thing's placed for. We have a number of those cameras. We put a lot of our resources. We talked about resources earlier. We put our money into these cameras so that we can. We'll have a lot of them at the beach. In fact, they're probably getting ready to get them at the beach probably on, Thursday.
Probably deploy most of them to the beach, right? Just with the crowd
and
the usefulness.
Well, that's what they're for. They're for large crowds so that we can make sure that we have get a handle on what's going on.
You ever put horseback at the beach? Has that ever happened?
Has it ever happened? Probably in the past. It's not happened.
Just
since
makes
I've
me think of that. I think it'd be interesting to see horses tromping around.
It's if it's hot for us, it's probably hot for the horses.
I would think
as well.
So. So probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
Just checking. I have weird ideas.
They walk around with coats all the time.
Sheriff Chip Simmons. It's Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, sir. Thank you so much for the time. Have a great weekend this coming up weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.
All right. 7:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. And, hey, if you we have a name change of one of our advertisers. You've heard me talking about Torgerson Causey for a long time. It's now Torgerson Consulting. Same company, same great service, taking care of your employee benefits, but just a little bit of a name change. So if you need help with figuring out your health insurance, your dental, vision, life, disability, human resources, you know, management or payroll, any of that kind of stuff, they are your people. If you're in business, you did not get in business to do that, most likely. And probably as you grew, you thought, man, this is going to get so much easier, and it's not the easiest thing. But they do like doing this stuff, and they're very, very good at it. We've been using them for about 4 years here at News Radio in Cat Country. They're fantastic. They give us plans we didn't know we had options about. They give us information that when we ask, they give us good information. They're always very responsive. They've been in business for more than 20 years, helping local businesses just like you handle, or just like yours, handle this stuff. 433-9996 for Torgerson Consulting, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. No accidents to report to you right now. Things are rolling smoothly in most of our area. If you're on I-10 eastbound, right around the Highway 29 exit, you're going to see about a 5 to 7 minute construction delay there. And that's about all I'm seeing right now. 98, Highway 90 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hi, I'm retired Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. From thrilling hands-on experiences to historical insights, the National Naval Aviation Museum is where dreams take flight. Go Mach speed in a flight simulator. Let inspiration soar among the 150 beautifully restored aircraft. Remember the moments in the giant screen theater and capture it all in the flight deck store. Visit NavalAviationMuseum.org to plan your visit today.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hello! My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. Stop saying that!
I can't. I don't even have six fingers. My right hand. David Wayne is in the newsroom with a headline or two for us. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. California Governor Gavin Newsom, not too happy about yesterday's deployment of federal immigration agents in Los Angeles in MacArthur Park there. Federal agents and military vehicles went to the park yesterday, but details have not been released yet. Newsom says it was a politically motivated and disruptive operation. Sean Diddy Combs has a court hearing today. He's trying to get his sentencing date moved up.
Did I thought I read a headline where he got cheered going back to jail by the inmates or something?